You'd think that an agency that, after all, did put man on the moon would be a model for excellent project management. But NASA doesn't quite measure up on that front. That's according to the Government Accountability Office. Auditors found that NASA is pretty good at predicting and controlling the small projects, but the GAO's Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management, Christina Chaplin, says,
"We want to see if those good practices can be translated. As you may know, NASA's been on our high-risk list for over 2 decades for acquisition management issues, and we have seen progress over the past 5 years. That's measurable for the smaller projects. And we'd like to see that translated into the big projects like human spaceflight and the James Webb Telescope. And those projects are about to enter their most tricky phases where they're going to be integrating and testing. That's where we tend to see a lot of problems crop up. That's where we also tend to see programs not react as well as they could."
Okay, and so what are some examples of smaller programs for which they have made progress, and describe, if you would, some of the progress they've made in terms of project management?
Yes, there's been a few planetary programs that have actually come in within cost and schedule. One was Juno, the other one was MAVEN, and one of the reasons why they came in at cost was because they had very small planetary windows. If they didn't make their date, they'd have to wait another year or so. So the agency took extra careful measures with them in terms of management reserves and building engineering models, things of that sort that helped them get through the program within cost and schedule. They still experienced technical problems, engineering problems, as all projects do, but they had enough reserves to deal with them.
So these were discrete happenings that had to have a certain deadline or they wouldn't happen, unlike, say, Hubble or spaceflight, which have really open-ended timelines.
Right. If a Hubble didn't make its launch date, it still has a lot of flexibility. It could fly in a couple months after that. But if a project going to Mars or a certain part of the planetary system didn't make their date, they might have to wait a couple years.
What are some of the specific techniques or tools that NASA put in place for these smaller projects?
One of the best tools is just management reserves, having money and time held at the project level and headquarters level in case they do experience problems. That money's given out very carefully. The program's assessed very carefully, too, along the way. And we believe that the oversight and the extra support is what's really helped the projects.
So this is something they have done in recent years, because you say they were on the high-risk list for a couple of decades.
Right. These are measures they've sort of taken very seriously. They've also improved cost estimating. They've improved their oversight processes. There's still much more work to be done. Cost estimates, we'd like to see them updated regularly, especially for the big projects. We'd like to see their earned value management processes improve. So there's a number of things that they still need work on. It's not all solved yet. And the numbers look really good this year for NASA, but that's also because some of the big, big projects have just entered the portfolio, so they kind of dilute the accounting and make the cost growth look really low, when, in fact, it might be really big in a couple years if these projects experience problems.
I guess the further along they get in their life cycles, the more they can go veer off course.
Right. And all the human spaceflight projects and the James Webb Telescope, they're all entering the phases where they're more at risk for cost growth.
And are those the two biggies that you're most worried about, human spaceflight and the telescope?
Yes. And the human spaceflight itself includes the Orion crew capsule as well as the Space Launch System. And both are very challenging projects.
There seems to be a subtext here almost, and that is that NASA's really good at science and they're really good at operations, but when it comes to long-term planning, that seems to be a chronic shortage.
I think long-term planning is an issue, especially when you're talking about something that might take 20 or 30 years to do. So it's first incumbent upon an administration and the agency to do the long-term planning. Then you have to get support for all those decades. And that's a very difficult thing to do when there's a lot of politics involved, a lot of money involved. Support is really hard to maintain, especially when projects encounter a lot of problems. And that's why we're emphasizing the need to really manage them very well. Don't leave yourself susceptible to cancellations or major issues. You know, if you manage projects well, that will help protect them.
We're speaking with Christina Chaplin. She's the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO. And could it be that these projects are so uncertain and such long-term that maybe they can't be predicted when you're talking about, say, building a new spacecraft and flying people to Mars?
There are some that might not be predictable because they require a lot of technology invention. The ones they're pursuing now are more predictable because they're based on heritage technologies, even going back to the shuttle. And the projects have been around for some time. There's not a whole lot of new invention with the ones that are happening now. So we believe you can predict what's going to happen better. You can estimate costs better. One of our findings in recent years has been that they haven't estimated costs past the first couple flights. And there's still a lot of costs involved with operations, flights, all sorts of development activities that occur afterward, that we really don't know what it could cost, and NASA could at least be given ranges for those projects.
Could it be that they worry that if they gave a realistic range that they might actually know, Congress would say, are you kidding? We can't spend that much.
Yes, of course. I think a big ticket item can be pretty scary, but right now I think you have a Congress that's willing to try to work with NASA to set aside the funds needed for those projects, or at least to provide some sort of support. And at the testimony we had this week, it was about some legislation that was seeking to give that stability to NASA over time. So there's a willingness upon Congress to help them through that. And I think really to make that kind of commitment, you need to know what you're going into.
I'm contrasting this against the recent National Science Foundation grant program that lasted about 20 years where they discovered these waves in space, a huge, giant breakthrough, but they had to sustain with Congress belief in that program over 20 years without any certainty that that discovery would be made. Do you think there's anything NASA could learn from their counterparts over at NSF?
There probably are some lessons learned there, as well as prior NASA efforts. The space shuttle, the space station, the Apollo programs all took a very long time. Sustaining commitment was difficult even for Apollo and for the shuttle and the station as well. And both the shuttle and station had dramatic changes as they went through their development processes because of changes that came externally. But there are definitely lessons to be learned on all those kinds of projects.
Summarize the basic advice you're giving NASA. What are your top recommendations here?
Keep doing what you're doing and really double down on the project management when it comes to these large space projects. Be realistic about costs and support these projects with long-term plans.
And what do they say when they read these recommendations?
They've been concurring all along, and they've been doing a good job. So we just want to see these practices really inculcated in these big projects.
Christina Chaplin is the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO. Thanks so much for joining me.
Great, thank you.
Read her report and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.